country. You go maybe get down 15 cents with anything. But then later on, the real barber shop will be 35 cents for a long time. Kept going up dollar and two, two and a half. Now it's three here in Clinton, $3.
Yeah.
In Mississippi, it's dollar and a half.
Now, where would an old-time storekeeper keep his pencil or his pen?
Well, I don't know anything about that.
No,
but most of them back there, yeah, that's where they keep it.
If he was right-handed, keep it back of his...
Well, I never paid much attention to that kind of doing.
Okay. Well, you got two ears, you got two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This your right ear.
And that's your?
Left, yeah.
Left ear.
Yeah. What are you getting at?
Well, what do you call this part of your, it goes up and down?
Your throat.
Okay. You'd have to go to the dentist to have him look at your
teeth.
Okay.
What are you getting at?
What?
What are you getting at asking those kind of questions?
It's just names you had for things like
oh,
that.
Oh, I see.
Okay. He would pull a
tooth. Yeah.
Do you ever remember people getting pyrrhea? Do you know what that was?
I don't know what pyrrhea is.
The disease of the... It would... they gave you Calomel, right? And Calomel would make you salivate, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Around your teeth is your... They say you better take better care of your...
Yeah, mouth. You need some Calomel. Yeah, that's right. And,
Your gums. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when people get old, they complain they're getting stiff in their... In what? Where they get stiff?
In the back, in the neck.
Or places where they move,
Yeah, shoulders. And most of them get stiff in the legs, too. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Any place where you bend is a...
Yeah. Knees, in your knees, joints, that's right, in joints.
Okay. Now, this part of your body, like when you're out hunting late at night, you stumble and
hurt your shin. Yeah, that, you bad about that. That's your shin.
And if the ground was too cold to stand on.
That's when you froze, yeah.
Or if the ground's too cold to sit down, you would what? Couldn't sit down, you just
stand up.
There was a fire and you wanted to get warm on the fire, so you went over the fire and you would
squat over like that. Yeah, that's right.
On the back of your legs, with you.
Yeah, you honkers, I reckon. Yeah.
You ever hear folks talk about hunkering down or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, you would do that when you wanted to, wanted to hide.
Squat down. Yeah, sure.
Like if there was a deer coming across the field.
Yeah, you squat down on your hunkers. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all ever make deer stands or things like that where you would?
I never did hunt. And there's plenty of them here, but I've been out there with them just standing around. But I didn't like deer hunting. It's no more than shooting a cave to me. I'm going out, I never carry a gun when I've been out with them. I go to hear the dogs run.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. It's different people, different ideas, and I just didn't like the idea of shooting a deer.
Yeah.
Except to do away with them. I hate to give up fox hunting on kind of deer. If they got so many deer, I had to quit fox hunting. The dog would all run deer, and they'd be gone for a week and never turn them out, get after deer. Any fox dog would run a deer. And then they'd go 12, 15 miles. And you take your 2 or 3 days to get them back. So I said, that ain't worth the trouble. So I quit. But I wanted to kill them for that, to get rid of them. Boy, you can't get the wildlife, really watch them things.
Yeah.